Prospecting for Biology. We're visiting today with Caitlin Carlson, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Caitlin, what is bioprospecting?
Bioprospecting is the search for plant, animal, and bacterial species from which medicinal drugs and commercially valuable compounds can be obtained. We are on the front line of discovering a new antibiotic or a new antifungal. Bioprospecting to me is traveling to different locations throughout the United States and looking for insects that I can bring back to the lab.
Caitlin, can you describe what it looks like when you're prospecting for an insect?
Well, it's pretty simple. I basically decide which area to go to, and then I see if there's areas where I can turn over rocks or take some bark, or if there's a riverbed. Just anything that looks interesting where I think there's going to be a lot of insects that I can collect.
And what kind of insects are you looking for?
We're really interested in grasshoppers, centipedes. We love ants, social insects such as bees or dragonflies. So anything from a little housefly to something as exotic as, let's say, a scorpion or a slug or a honeybee.
What is it about these insects that you are looking for?
We're looking at specifically for their microbes, and we're looking to culture those microbes, as many different species as we can, to see if they could possibly produce antimicrobial compounds.
Caitlin, can you describe how you find these microbes on the insects?
I'll collect an insect maybe from under a rock or a riverbed, and then from there we'll bring it back to the lab where we will crush it. Kind of like a elementary school kid crushes a bug, we'll crush it, and then we'll plate it onto the special media, the media that really makes the bacteria want to grow.
And Caitlin, what kind of luck has your prospecting brought to you so far?
I've been very lucky. I've been able to travel to multiple places in the United States. I've transected all of Alaska, as well as New Mexico. We've also been to Florida, Hawaii, all over Wisconsin, and we're adding more places as we can.
And what do you hope to gain from these microbes?
We're looking for new and novel natural products. That's where the bioprospecting comes in. These are products that could be commercially viable at some point, that could be turned into an antibiotic or some sort of antifungal that could be used in a clinical setting.
Has your lab discovered some novel new things?
We have. We've discovered about 15 novel natural products from insect-associated bacteria. So we have about 5 moving into clinical applications currently.
We've been visiting with Caitlin Carlson, Department of Bacteriology, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.